Take my jacket off real quick, sir.
No. I'll tell you real quick. Put that back on there. And go back to E flat.
We had a song request.
Yeah, normally Dad'd be off the hook right now, but he's not.
The little ones over here wanted to sing Higher, Higher again tonight. If that, now remember, y'all know how to do this now. This ain't you just come out here and having a show. Now, we're here to worship God.
Yes, sir.
I'm here to get in the heavenly places to where I only see me in Christ right now.
Amen.
So when I go to worship Him, when I think higher, higher, I can't think of how high I want to raise Him.
Yeah.
It's not me saying, oh, look how cool I am. No, it's how high can I raise Jesus Christ.
Yes.
When I think lower, Lord, don't you hate that old devil?
Yes.
When I think about stomping him down, I can't stomp hard enough.
Yeah.
I hate him. And we'll give God some praise there. Let's sing that together. Higher, 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 lift Jesus higher. Higher, 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 lift Jesus higher. Lower, 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 stomp Satan lower. Lower, 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 stomp Satan lower.
Yes.
Cast your burdens unto Jesus, for He cares for you. Cast your burdens unto Jesus, for He cares for you. Higher, 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 higher. Oh, your voice now. Higher, higher, lift Jesus higher. Yes, Lord. Higher, 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 lift Jesus higher. Higher, 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 higher. Come on, nice and high. Higher, lift Jesus higher. Higher, 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 lift Jesus higher. Lower, 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 for He cares for you. Cast your burdens unto Jesus, for He cares for you. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I don't know about you, but I think it's time to hit the gym a little bit more. I'll tell you what, that's one thing I don't mind getting tired about. I don't get tired when I praise. I don't mind getting tired when I preach. If I can give my youth to God, well, I'll give it to Him. You know, I can't jump that high. I don't care. I'm going to jump as high as I can anyway. Praise God. Woo! You happy to be a Christian?
Yes.
Amen. Let's open up our Bibles. Out of the mouth of babes, thou hast perfected praise.
That's true.
We appreciate that, girls. You go ahead and stepping out there and asking Brother Andrew to sing something. I just feel good and loose and warm now. You know, I just feel like we got a good stretch there before I was going to play some football or something. Hebrews chapter 7. I'll get it for you. It's right here. One of my students here. Heaven troop. I plan on staying in this scripture for most of the service today. Almost there. Hebrews chapter 7. Yep. Hebrews chapter 7. Excuse me. Let's get down to verse 11. If therefore perfection were by the Levitical priesthood, for under it the people received the law, what further need was there that another priest should rise after the order of Melchizedek?
and not be called after the order of Aaron. For the priesthood being changed, there is made of necessity a change also of the law. Skip down to verse, let's go to 22. By so much was Jesus made a surety of a better testament, and they truly were many priests because they were because they were not suffered to continue by reason of death. But this man, because he continueth forever, hath an unchangeable priesthood. I'd like to preach tonight, changing back to the unchangeable.
Right. Wow. That's good.
Tell you what, the Lord's really good at that. Mm-hmm. I sit there going, man, I got all these thoughts. It's such a good little portion of scripture, and I couldn't think of a good title. And all of a sudden, he's like, changing back. I like that. Changing back to the unchangeable.
Amen.
Let's bow our heads together tonight. If you have a need, let's go ahead and raise that to the Lord as we bow our heads all together. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this atmosphere that you've come down and inhabited, Lord. For church is just a four-walled building with people in it, but when you step into a service, Lord, things change. And we appreciate you coming tonight, Lord. For you just said where two or three would gather, you would show up, Father. I pray that every eye, every spiritual eye would be open tonight to see that the Son of God is walking in our midst. And that he said, ask that our joys might be full. So, Lord, we're here to ask abundantly the things that you've told us to do, Lord. If there's any sick here tonight, I pray that the power of God would come down and heal every single one. If there's one soul here that hasn't found the peace that they need to have in Christ, I pray that tonight, Lord, that they would find you. That they wouldn't find a church. That they wouldn't find a book. But, Lord, they would find a person. They would find the Almighty God that stepped in the flesh and took their place. Grant it, Lord, tonight. I pray for the Christians that are in the body of Christ, that tonight there'd be a word to strengthen them, knowing that this is an age that fights everything against God. It's always trying to bring down God. But, Lord, you promised that there would be a bride in this evening time. You promised there would be overcomers that would overcome everything the devil ever had. We believe to be part of that group tonight. Father, conquer, we pray. Take over everything Satan's taken over on us. In the name of Jesus Christ,
yes,
we pray.
Father, we believe it, Lord.
Amen. Amen. You may be seated.
Praise thy name, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Changing back to the unchangeable. This topic here that we're reading in the book of Hebrews, I like to backdrop that a little bit. We know that the Hebrews were the Jews. The Jews were the people that believed that the Messiah was coming the first time. And when they believed it, they preached the Old Testament. They preached the Bible as we have it written today. The same that it was written there. They preached it and said they believed it. But when it came to pass, they missed it. And the reason being is because they couldn't identify what the word really said. They thought when the law was brought in, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal. They thought that that was God's intention the whole time. Yeah. They thought he wanted them under his thumb and they needed to nuck down to his line or they're going to die. Mm-hmm. That's the God they thought they were serving. They didn't realize that the law was added after. So if the law was added after, there had to be something before the law ever came into existence that God already decreed and it can never change. Because when God makes a decision, it's final.
Yes.
Because God's never had a new thought.
Right.
And I know there's these concepts that are hard for our little human minds to grasp. But God has never thought a new thing. When he thought it, it always was.
Amen.
Amen. He did not start. He was not born. He always was.
Yes.
Before the realm of time, there was a circle of eternity.
Already.
Never starts. Never ends. And that's where God dwelt.
Yeah.
And he dwelt by himself. We know that. He dwelt with his thoughts, which we know are real and existent just like we are here right now.
Amen.
Just as real then as they were now, because if they weren't, that means God changed. That means his thought was one thing and now it's a different. No, it's the same. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And as Paul was trying to get this over to the Jews, he come to these group of Hebrews, those that had said they believed, and he was showing them, you must separate law from grace. They do not intermingle. The Levitical priesthood, let's read it here now. Let's apply this to the scripture. If therefore perfection were by the Levitical priesthood, For under it the people received the law. So now we know what he's emphasizing. That the Levitical priesthood was when the people received the law. They received, you must do this or you will die. You must do this or you will die. And as the list began to grow, men began to realize we're all done for. But man in his own foolishness will still try to establish his own righteousness even when it's impossible.
Amen.
My, if we really thought how holy you had to be to get into the presence of God, we would have quit trying to do it ourselves a long time ago. You thought one evil thought, you're done.
Yeah.
You're gone. You're a sinner now. And actually, if you just go back to our conception in this fallen way, we are all sinners.
Yeah.
None of us came righteous. Yeah. Nobody taught you how to lie. Nobody taught you how to say no to mommy and daddy. Yeah. That's the last word we teach our children, isn't it? Because you don't have to. They'll pick it up themselves.
Yeah.
Why? Because their nature is a sinner. It's rebellion.
Yeah.
It's I will do what I want to do,
right,
no matter what it does.
Right.
That's the nature of a fallen man. But there was something before this. There was something before we needed a law to keep man on the right path.
Amen.
There was a plan, there was a plan of God that never changed.
Amen. That's right.
Which means you can't add to it. You can't take away from it. It had to be perfect.
Amen.
So here's these Jews again. Following this law with all their heart. You want to try sincerity. They had it. They were giving it their all. Even Paul said, I, according to the law, was blameless. But when he met grace, he said, I counted that all but dumb. If therefore perfection were by the Levitical priesthood, for under it the people received the law, what further need was there that another priest should rise after the order of Melchizedek and not be called after the order of Aaron? Do you see him separating law from grace?
Amen.
The law is the order of Aaron. Priests that stand in between men and God.
Sure.
That you must come to that man. You must give a sacrifice to God. He takes it. He goes and offers it for you. He talks to God. He gets the word back from God. He comes to you and says you're accepted or you're not.
Right.
That was the order of Aaron. An intercessor. A man that stood between man and God.
Sure.
Well, if we come over here to the order of Melchizedek. When Melchizedek wanted to talk to someone, he came himself.
Amen.
There was never a middleman.
Amen.
When Melchizedek wanted to talk to Abraham, guess what he did? He stepped into a body of flesh. He walked down talked to Abraham face to face.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So what was the need? Look, the perfection never came under the Levitical priesthood. You could never do it because even our conception was already wrong. And as we began to build up our years, we began to realize we're just getting more wrong all the time. We needed something on a different order. We needed something that played by different rules.
Amen.
Verse 12, let's go down here now. For the priesthood being changed, there is made of necessity a change also of the law.
That's good.
And I hope we're beginning to understand that God's word never changed. It was that man chose a different path. Come on now. God's path was right the whole time. And as he's headed right down the right line, man says, I want to head this way. And you go back to Exodus 19, you'll find it. When he said, we will do whatever God has commanded.
Uh-huh.
And we think that that's a pretty honorable thing, but you don't realize how boastful they were being.
That's right.
Doesn't matter, God. You can ask us to do anything. We'll do it.
Right.
And they failed probably within the hour. That was the old order. But God's plan was like this, and as man chose his own path, it just led more and more away.
Yeah.
God, when he changed the law, was not changing what he thought. He was changing what man was doing.
Right, right.
To change it back to his original thought.
Amen.
Yeah. I hope you're seeing the picture now. God does not change his mind. What he decreed the first time was always the right way.
Amen.
When he saved Abraham, the father of the entire Jewish nation, what law was there that he followed to make sure Abraham should be saved?
Right.
There was no such thing.
That's right.
What? Why was Abraham saved? Because God said so.
Amen.
God could look past Abraham selling his own wife. God could look past his own cowardice and see that within Abraham is a son of God.
Amen.
He said, I see in Abraham a man that'll teach his children the right way. I see in Abraham a man that's not afraid to take God's promise and hold on to it when it's completely impossible.
Amen.
Anybody else 75 years old and expecting a child? Sister Melissa is, but she's a little bit younger than that, I believe. A little bit more in the time of life. But here's a man, 75 years, never had a child in his life. His wife, 65. They said they're going to have a child. That'd been miraculous even right then. But God let it wait until it was totally impossible. A man could have walked up and said, oh, that was just chance. You know, that woman just happened to hold off menopause a little bit longer than normal women. But when you got to 90, something different here. And as Brother Branham said, that body could not have been some 90-year-old crippled body. You can't bear a child in a crippled old body. It had to be changed back to a young body. And as God showed the order that He intended from the beginning, because remember, as we read early in the chapter, Melchizedek never started. He never ended. He has a priesthood that always abided.
Amen.
And when He stepped down to His servant, He was saved, sanctified, and filled all by grace.
Amen.
God never looked at what He did. When He backslid, yeah, He knew He had to reap for it. He sure did. So do we when we backslide and all that, but it never took away His position with God.
Amen.
He was still an inheritor of heaven and earth amidst all those mistakes. And the Son of God tonight is the same, because you are the seed of Abraham.
Amen.
And so as Abraham was told, he was the inheritor of heaven and earth. It wasn't because it was just him. It's because within Abraham was all the way down the line Christ.
Yes.
And in Christ was all of us.
Yes. Amen.
So when He said the promises to you, Abraham, and to your seed, as we've already preached it before, it wasn't seeds, it wasn't many, it was one bloodline.
Amen.
Your bloodline cannot be tied into a church.
Right.
It cannot be tied into a natural heritage.
No.
Well, my dad's a Christian, my grandpa was, my great-grandpa was a priest or whatever, bring it all down. That doesn't do anything. That's the order of Levi.
Yeah.
You must come over to the order of Melchizedek.
Yeah.
Where it never changes.
Amen.
Where it was already decreed and it never started.
Amen.
It can never end.
Amen.
The decision was final.
Yes.
Yes. Right.
Hallelujah.
That is the order of the New Testament church.
Amen.
And too many people think that Jesus came in the order of Levi and the order of Aaron.
Sure.
That's how they picture the message
right.
anymore. That He came in that way to come in to bring the law, right? To bring a law. Okay, sisters, wear dresses. Quit wearing pants. You brothers, quit that cussing and smoking and clean up. We thought, oh, it was just another law. Oh, we got to get the TVs out. And then we brought a new message law that's about 50 pages long. It depends on what church you go to.
Right.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
And what have they done? They've taken the priesthood and brought it back to what was man's idea instead of what was God's idea.
Sure.
Verse 12 again. For the priesthood being changed, there is made of necessity a change also of the law. For he of whom these things are spoken pertaineth to another tribe, of which no man gave attendance at the altar. For it is evident that our Lord sprang out of Judah, of which tribe Moses spake nothing concerning priesthood.
Amen.
So what part of the order of Melchizedek has to do with the order of Aaron? Has to do with the old law? It has nothing to do with it.
Amen.
Because he said, Moses said nothing about this priesthood. So don't even try to, you know, we've heard it before where people take these Old Testament things and they type it their own way.
Yeah.
Paul's typing it right here for us.
Yeah.
You don't need to go come up with your own thing.
Yeah.
Because what they'll do is they'll take what we know as the type of the priesthood, which is the fivefold ministry, but it's not under the old order. I am not an intercessor.
Right.
All I am is a gift to help you get in fellowship with God yourself.
Amen, sir.
I'm not here to stand in the gap and tell you, well, God told me to tell you this. God told me to tell you that. And too many people want their pastors, they want the ministry to do that for them. Why? Because they're actually backslid.
Amen.
Or they're not even saved in the first place. Because a man that's saved knows, I am not saved by a church.
Right.
I met Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Praise God.
Yes, sir.
Had nothing to do with a book that somebody read.
Nope.
Had to do with a person that I met face to face.
Amen.
Amen.
And as I looked into his eyes, because I saw him on the cross, I said, Father, forgive me.
Yes.
Amen.
And that was in that heart of faith now. That's where you really meet God, is when you are convinced that it's real.
Amen.
It's not just about professing, it's about possessing.
Yeah. Yes.
If you say it, it better come to pass, or you've got the wrong God.
Amen.
Or you've never really meant this yet. And a real person that gets down and repents of their sins and lays it at Calvary, and that blood washes over them, you will not be the same person.
Right.
I can guarantee you that. Too many Christians, too many times, have overnight experiences that don't last.
Amen.
Because all they did was get emotional about it.
Sure.
It's about meeting a literal person and hearing his literal voice speak to you and say, I forgive you.
Amen.
Because a man can stand here and say your sins are forgiven. It doesn't do you any good. You must hear that God has said that to you.
Amen.
And you can't make it a blanket statement. That doesn't do you any good. That doesn't encourage your faith. It must be he died for my sins.
Amen.
That if I had been the only one, he still would have done everything he did.
Yes.
How many's glad that you've met this man after the order of
Melchizedek? Thank you, Lord.
Glory.
As we tried, and I'm sure many of you have too, when you first started hearing things, you tried to come in the order of Aaron. You tried to come under the Levitical priesthood and say, all right, God, well, I think I need to do this, and I should clean this up, and I should stop doing this. And then after about a week's time, you go, I can't do it.
Right.
And if you're anything like me, you're pretty stubborn. You say, well, I'm strong, I'm level-headed, I'll get this. And for 2 years, I might as well just walk around in circles every day because I was doing nothing. I was wasting time. Why? Because it's not you doing it.
Right.
You will never earn salvation. Salvation is accepted by faith.
Amen.
You believe and you receive.
Yes.
Now, I had confessed that I had, but I knew deep down I'm the same person. Because when the desire came, when the temptation came, I had to do it.
Yes.
Now, a lot of times people think, well, if I have a temptation now and I fall, I must not have it. That's not this is the difference. When I was a sinner, when I did not receive the Holy Ghost, when temptation came, I had no choice.
Yeah.
It was my nature.
Yeah.
I had to.
Yeah.
As a pig walks around and he sees mud, he can't think about it.
Right.
He goes and wallows in it.
That's right.
Amen.
He can't think, well, I've got a nice suit on. It wouldn't matter what you put on him. He's jumping in the mud because that's his character.
Yeah.
You got a wolf. Train him all you want to eat doggy treats. Let him get a little rabbit in there where it's nice and within reach. Guess what will happen? His old instincts will take over and he'll tear that thing to shreds.
Uh-huh.
Why? It's his nature. He can't get over it. Now, man can try to mask it up all we want to and try to tame dogs and tame cats. But you take your hands off for just that little bit. Guess what happens? You got a dead bird on your porch, don't you? You got a little rabbit that your dog was fast enough to catch. Why? Because that's their nature. And as you walk as a sinner, you can't help it. People attack you, you fight back. Or you get them before they get you, because that's the way sinners do it, don't they? Because a man that's a sinner lives for himself.
Sure.
Because that's all Satan ever did, isn't it?
Yeah.
Told me one time Satan tried to live for somebody else. He was always trying to get benefit out of the deal himself.
Amen.
But one day, things changed.
Amen.
Wasn't something. I actually didn't receive the Holy Ghost in church. I believe many people do, and I believe that's why we have service. We want people to receive the Holy Ghost. We want an atmosphere set that if you have the Holy Ghost, you can get a little bit more, you can feel a little bit better, you can get a little bit more joy, a little bit more peace. But if you don't have it, we better have an atmosphere where you can.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And at home, I've told the story. I don't know why I'm going this route. You all pray, because I'll be honest, actually, I don't have very many notes because I just couldn't get that way. It was just, here it is. Here's the word, Lord. And I said, all right, Lord, I'll take it. Thank you. I got down and really just found me at the place where I said, I'm done. I can't do it, Lord. You have to change me. You have to. And he did give me a little experience, but again, I wouldn't have based it off any of that had not my life completely flipped around. Things that I said before, I could never say no to. Now I didn't even want to go near it.
Yes.
Why? I'm a different nature now.
Amen.
You're not going to find a dove go jump on a carcass somewhere. They'll just eat grains. That's all they can stomach. And as a Christian, you see that stuff of the world. You see them immoral women and things. You can't stomach even that it's even this way. Because there's a body on the inside made after the order of Melchizedek.
Amen.
That lives in a place where only thing that dwells is righteousness. Only thing that dwells is peace. Only thing that's there is love and holiness and joy. Amen. Verse 13. For he of whom these things are spoken pertaineth to another tribe of which no man gave attendance at the altar. For it is evident that our Lord sprang out of Judah, of which tribe Moses spake nothing concerning priesthood. Now I want to emphasize this just like Paul does. Verse 15. And it is yet far more evident. Which means this is so obvious you should not miss it. Amen. It is far more evident that after the similitude of Melchizedek, there arises another priest who is made not after the law of a carnal commandment. It will never be, you have to do this, you don't do this, you must do this, you can't do that. That is the carnal commandment that failed man.
Amen.
But where did this priesthood receive its power? Not after a carnal commandment, but after the power of an endless life. Yes, right. Proving that this came from eternity.
Yes. Amen.
It came from the source of eternal life, which eternal life, by definition, is just God's own life. Amen. It is who He is. And from that power came a priesthood. Yes. Because when did Christ die for you and I?
Before
the foundation of the world. He was already standing as the priest He always will be.
Yes, amen.
And out of that arose a man named Jesus Christ, who was made after that order. Yes. The order that I have selected you.
Amen.
You are saved.
Yes, amen.
Before you even got here.
Amen.
Esau, have I hated. Jacob, have I loved.
Yes. Amen.
Now, why did He choose who he chose? I'll tell you right now, if I had thought it up, I wouldn't have chose the way God did. Because I thought we all think we know better than He does, don't we? Who would have picked a man that murdered Christians to go save them all?
That's right.
Wasn't that what Paul the Apostle was? A man that consented unto death, unto prison, and even till Stephen himself. He stood there and watched him die and enjoyed it. I wouldn't be surprised if He smiled a little bit when it was over. But on the inside, there was something that only God could see. Not even Paul himself could see it.
Amen.
As we walked in the sayings of the world, we didn't know.
Right.
We didn't know that all that time. I just can't find peace. Because there's a nature fighting what I am now.
Amen.
There's something on the inside that's caged up. And as you tried to be a sinner, you realize you're not that good at it.
That's
true. Right? You try to steal, and what happens? You just have to feel bad.
Yeah, exactly.
Other people do it, they don't even blink an eye.
Yep.
You see immoral women? Yeah, you might look, but inside you go, I shouldn't be doing this.
Uh-huh.
But a sinner? How do you not look? Uh-huh. Why? It's the nature.
Right.
That's
right.
Now that does not mean that a son of God is not tempted.
Right.
But now you have the power to overcome.
Amen.
That's the difference.
Amen.
Can you give up your power and let the devil overcome you? You have the choice to do that. It will only be temporal. I'll guarantee you that right now. It'll only be a little space of time because you won't be able to live like that. You'll come back begging on your knees again saying, Lord, forgive me. Because you're not serving God by a carnal commandment, you fell in love.
Amen.
You think of somebody that you really love and you disappoint them. You don't come back and crawl because you're afraid they're going to cut your head off. He just eats at you. Why would I do that to someone I love?
Yes. Amen.
But we all do it.
Yeah.
How many of you husbands hurt your wife and go back and go, what in the world was I thinking? Same with your wives to your husband. Same with your children to your parents and parents to your children. I tell you, one time recently I spanked my son. And I did it out of anger. And I tell you what, when he looked at me, I could not believe. It almost breaks my heart just to think of it now. Because I love Him so much. To think that that's how God looks at me. So I'm glad I got a daddy that only knows when to spank me the right way. He don't make no mistakes. I actually heard this from Brother Craig one time. I can't remember if he asked his dad or something like that. I think it was. He asked his dad and said, Daddy, did Jesus ever get a spanking? Because we all think, you know, he was perfect, never made any mistakes. Did he ever get a spanking? This is the best response I ever heard so far. I wouldn't know how to answer it. He said, well, tell you what, every parent makes mistakes. Yeah. I'm sure Mary and Joseph got a little in the flesh and probably gave him one too when he didn't really deserve it. But why? Why did Jesus go through that? Because he had to be Melchizedek made you.
Amen.
Melchizedek, when he came in the form of the body of Melchizedek, which we know was a different being created. It was a body just taken out of dust, because that's all this body's made out of.
Right.
You take the life out of this, everything turns back to dirt, because that's where it all came from.
Right. Amen.
So God took some of that, made another body, and then he stepped into
yes.
it.
Yes.
And came and talked to Abraham. In that body, he wasn't tempted. He wasn't tried. He knew all things.
Right.
He had all power. You don't see the devil coming after him in that form. He didn't waste his time because he knew he was already beat.
Right.
Woo! Come on now, church.
Yeah.
If you can see yourself not here, but there.
Yes.
He's already beat.
Yes.
The enemy's already done.
Amen.
God doesn't have extra theophanies now.
Amen.
If you have a body over there waiting on you, you've already overcome.
Yes.
Amen.
Woo.
Yes.
You're already there.
Right. Sure.
You're here and you're there.
Mm-hmm.
One day there won't be no here and there. It'll be
yes.
now.
Yes.
But God watched man, and he did decree out of his law. This was before anything. The day you sin, that day you die. And he knew that sin would enter the human race, because not because he wanted it to be that way, but because he knew, if I give man a choice, he will choose the wrong thing.
Mm-hmm.
How could God not know something? How would people just get a revelation of that? How can God learn if he is the source of all knowledge?
Amen.
There's nothing to find outside of him. He is everything.
Amen.
And as he watched man fall, before he fell, he already made provisions for it. He knew what the price would be. He knew what the revelation that had to happen, because he knew what happened in the garden. He knew what was going to happen, that they would sin by the blood. They didn't sin because they ate some apple. That's a bunch of nonsense I'm tired of hearing.
Yeah.
They sinned because they had affairs
yes.
with
right.
animal.
Yeah.
The beast was an animal. He wasn't a real snake. That serpent was a man-like creature, so close you wouldn't have been able to hardly tell a difference now.
Sure.
And it's the same in the last days. It has to be a complete repercussion, not just in the natural now, but in the spiritual. To people who can speak in tongues, to people who can prophesy, to people who can live a pretty good life.
Amen.
People can adhere to a carnal commandment to where you can't see that in their heart they don't actually love God.
Sure.
Judas went the whole ministry. And when he got to the end of the road, nobody knew who he was
right.
besides Jesus.
That's right.
Besides Melchizedek.
Amen.
Right.
And as God knew that man would fall, that man would sin, he made provisions for it. And he knew, I cannot come in this form. I will have to come in this order, but like them.
Right.
Yeah.
The Bible says he was not ashamed to be called our brother.
Amen.
Because why? He knows exactly what you're going through.
Amen.
We do not have a God that just became a Superman and just overcome everything and then went back, never had no trials, never had no temptations. He was just always on the high. That would be unjust.
Right.
And that's beyond God's character. So when God saw that man needed a redeemer, he knew, there is no man worthy. I will do it myself.
Amen.
But he couldn't come under a system that didn't work.
Right.
He had to go back to the resources of an endless life
right.
to go find enough power that would break sin's chains.
Right.
And the only thing that would do it is amazing grace.
Right.
But the law required blood. So he said, I will give it myself. Jesus Christ was all God and all man at the
yeah.
same time.
Amen.
He had temptations like you and I. He got tired like you and I. He got hungry like you and I. He got lonely like you and I. Like I said, he probably got spankings like you and I.
Yeah.
He had the temptations to be mad, to be frustrated, to be out there and be hungry and have the devil come by and say, hey, make these rocks into bread. I mean, you all fasted 40 days and then had the devil show up.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he went through. Let me just keep reading here and then we'll keep going there. Verse 16. Who is made not after the law of a carnal commandment, but after the power of an endless life. For he testifieth, thou art a priest forever, after the order of Melchizedek. For there is verily a disannulling of the commandment going before for the weakness and unprofitableness thereof. What does that mean right there? He is disallowing the law that man asked for because it was unprofitable. Because perfection could not come through the law. And he says that right here. For the law made nothing perfect but the bringing up of a better hope. Ooh, can I emphasize this next word here? Did! Not it will, not it could, maybe it will one day. It already did! The bringing in of a better hope already made us perfect. It's so wonderful when you really recognize grace and that you have accepted it. You can stand in the presence of God. Perfect. Perfect. Because you're not doing it in your own strength and your own might. You are standing behind the blood of Christ. And you already know and have a revelation. God accepted His blood. And when God looks at me, all it is a mirror reflecting Jesus Christ. When Jesus walked up there to the Father, do you think He was afraid that He might not get accepted? He knew it would be just fine.
Amen.
Because He knew where He came from.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I came from the Father.
Mm-hmm.
I go back to the Father.
Amen.
Can you say, I came from the Father? So I must go back. Because until you have a revelation of that, you can't overcome this age. There's just too much. You could go through enough religion to convince yourself you're saved. In this age now, there wasn't in ages before. There was a time of reformation now. It was a time, we know his real plan was the book of Acts. That's what he wanted. But it fell from there. And it fell, and it fell, and it fell. It wasn't God changing His plan. His plan was always right here.
Amen.
Always up here in heavenly places. And it started there with Abraham under grace, and it fell down into a law. But then when Christ came, He brought it back up. And it was up there for a little period of time. But it fell back down again to the same thing. Do you understand that Nicolaitanism is the order of Levi?
Right.
It's the same thing.
Amen.
The devil took man's interpretation of God's word and established a religion upon it.
Yes, amen.
Why do you think it's so convincing to so many?
Yes.
Because it looks so close.
Mm-hmm.
But if you put anyone, anything, any idea between you and God, you have the wrong religion.
Amen.
There's no such thing. God did not make man to have a distance fellowship with
Him. That's right.
He made man to have an intimate fellowship with Him to the point where He could call you and I His wife.
Amen.
Amen. For the law made nothing perfect, but the bringing in of a better hope did, by the which we draw nigh unto God.
Amen.
Why can we come close to God? Because we know we're already perfect.
Amen.
We've already been accepted because He gave me His Spirit.
Yes.
Which is a down payment, which is an evidence. I am already there.
Amen.
But until then, you're just guessing. Go through all the motions. Act like a Christian. Come to church. Pay your tithe. It will never satisfy. You must know God inhabits my being.
Yes, hallelujah.
The things that I want to do, I don't want to do that. I want to do what this alien inside is saying.
Amen.
And He did say, we understand that there's still flesh. There's still a desire in that being to want to do the things that are wrong. But there's a law. There's an order greater than that that dominates your life.
Amen.
Every time you try to get off, you can't do it. It brings you right back to the straight and narrow way. But if you can wander out in sin and not worry about it, that is the most fearful condition I can think of. I'd rather you be a bootlegger. I'd rather you be a prostitute. I'd rather you smoke pot every day and go to the bars all the time and at least feel bad about it. But if you can do that and act like it's all right. And let's bring it down where it really meets. If you can talk bad about someone and just let it go like nothing ever happened. What does the Bible say that is? That's murder.
Yeah.
Yeah, it puts you and me out right now, doesn't it?
Because
a Christian is saved by grace. And grace must be accepted. Remember the man that had a pardon? He was in jail. I believe it was Abraham Lincoln. He felt bad for him, and this long story short, wrote a pardon out in a napkin. He said, go take this to that boy. Let him go free. Because the president has power to pardon someone. Aren't you glad you got a president in heaven that has the power to pardon you?
Amen.
He didn't come without any power. He was packing the power of an endless life.
Amen.
And as this man, you know, his friend came in and said, hey, here's this. Look what I found. Your pardon. Go free. And he said, pushed it back and said, don't deceive me. I'll die tomorrow. Because he thought he was playing a trick on him. What do you think happened? Next day, they brought him out there. They killed him. From my understanding, they took him to the Supreme Court because the president has signed a pardon and this court, or this jail went against that. So they went all the way to the Supreme Court, and you know what they finally ruled? A pardon is only a pardon if it's accepted as a pardon.
That's right.
The Word of God is sitting right here. You are all potentially saved right here.
That's it.
You're all potentially healed right here. The pardon is signed, dated, and certified. But if you don't accept it, it does you no good. It must be my name is in the pardon.
Amen.
And I accept it and I reap the benefits.
Amen. That's
wouldn't it be right. Crazy to say, oh, I signed a pardon, but I'm going to stay in jail just because? That's what happens a lot of times when people say, oh, I've received the Holy Ghost, but I just can't overcome this. It's just the way I am. I have to be like this. As long as that's your confession. I don't know if you accepted the pardon yet, because your confession could be, I might be like this, but praise God, that is not going to last much longer.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Because that is a temporal thing.
That's
that
it.
Is something down in time that I picked up. I've got something
Amen.
From eternity that shakes off all that
Amen.
Stuff. Aren't you glad there's a shaking time going on?
Amen.
That the only thing that'll be left standing is God Himself.
Amen.
You must have Him in you.
Amen.
Or you'll be shaked right off the dust, right into hellfire. And not just in another dimension, it'll come into this one. We think the Holocaust was bad. You wait until God leaves, takes His presence away from this. What would people do if there's not even a conviction anywhere? The littlest desire that they would have, they'd kill, stab, shoot, blow up just for one satisfaction. And they're doing it. They're doing it now. You know, I could imagine in the medical field, you know how many people probably die just because somebody's trying to make a buck?
Sure.
It's true.
Yep. Yes,
it is. When we go all the way down, how many cops have drugs and want to sell it because they want to make money instead of doing their jobs?
Yep.
And I ain't throwing everybody under the bus. That's just the era that we live in. How many teachers run around with their students? And some of them just get let off. I remember when I was in college, they scared us to death about losing our jobs. Don't have Facebook. Don't ever talk to a student. Don't do anything on paper. Don't email. Don't do anything. Then I saw a teacher, and I'll just say somewhere, is that all right? Get a DUI and keep their job. I thought, isn't that just a lovely example for the next generation coming up? Oh yeah, go out, get drunk when you're supposed to be a role model to hundreds and thousands of people
right.
that are coming up, and they see you, and you get a DUI
right.
and get a little slap on the wrist. And yet that same teacher would probably ream you over the head if they didn't do their homework and give them 3 weeks detention and everything else. But they don't want it for themselves.
Yeah,
right?
Sure.
I've learned that as a teacher. My, if I let students grade their stuff, each other's stuff, whoo, they tear each other apart. I at least have a little mercy. I'm serious. It just baffles me every time. Man, they'll just, oh yeah, that's terrible. That's awful. Whoo, that's not even close. But when it's their paper, all of a sudden there's this hidden quality that no one sees but them. It's the same in the church now. If you stay under the order of Levi, you are under a man. You are being judged by a peer. And it will be the same way. It's rough. Isn't it rough when you got a preacher that watches every little thing you do? They said the wrong thing the other day. They didn't shake my hand. That service. I wonder if they're serpent seed. You think it's funny, but that stuff happens.
Amen.
And stuff a lot more foolish than that. Why? Because of the day we're living in. This is just Nicolaitan. This is just Laodicean as it can get. Yeah. I don't know how there can be much more time because it's just getting more ridiculous by the second, isn't it? But if you'll come over to the order of Melchizedek, it's not a pure relationship now. It's the Almighty.
Yeah.
Who didn't look down on you with eyes of fire and evil, but with eyes of grace. Eyes of, remember what grace really means now? Unmerited favor, which means you did nothing and he gave you favor anyways.
Amen.
Paid for you, gave you the benefits, sends you gifts and things, keeps you happy all the time. You get down, he sends you a few more gifts just to make you feel good. What a wonderful God we serve.
Amen.
And yet, in so many churches, that's not the picture you get of Christ. He's this big bully. Again, after the order of Levi, that stands up and says, this is my conduct. You don't do it. See you in hell.
Sure.
It's so far from the truth. God is begging, pleading, trying all that he can to get people out. And they reject him. They turn him down. They turn him down. They turn him down. Let's try to finish this up. I want to finish this chapter if possible. So let's go back. Verse 20. Inasmuch as not without an oath he was made priest, for those priests were made without an oath, but with an oath by him that said unto him, the Lord swear and will not repent. Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. By so much was Jesus made a surety of a better testament. And they truly were many priests because they were not suffered to continue by reason of death. What does that mean? You have a priest for a little while, he dies. That's all he can last. Get another priest, he dies. You know when he dies. You get another one, he dies. And guess what? Every time they get a new priest, they'd have to figure it out all over again. Because it doesn't matter what you do. Two men are never exactly the same. But if you can go before all those priests, there was a man that God already said, thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. You are a priest that never has to change.
Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm.
Verse 24, but this man, because he continueth forever, hath an unchangeable priesthood. Which means if he said, you are mine, he cannot change his mind. If he said, I will intercede for them as a priest, he has to do it until the day of redemption. He can't stop. Wherefore, he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. For such an high priest became us. Aren't you happy you got a God that became what you are?
Amen.
Such a high priest that became us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and made higher than the heavens, who needeth not daily as those priests to offer up sacrifices, first for his own sins and then for the sins of the people. For this he did once when he offered up himself.
Amen.
It is a finished work. Christ did not have to come back and die again. That's why you have to get that the message is something new. You've got to get rid of that. It came back at Pentecost. What God's whole intention was. His life transferring into people. That they could go dwell in a place together. His threefold purpose. God made flesh in Jesus Christ. God's wife made flesh in the bride and taking them back to Eden.
Amen.
Amen.
And you can see that perfectly in the book of Genesis. Adam, Eve, Eden. That's God's whole plan.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Who needeth not daily as those priests to offer up sacrifices, first for his own sins and then for the people's. For this he did once when he offered up himself. For the law maketh men high priests which have infirmity. But the word of the oath, which was since the law, maketh the Son. You get that? Which was since the law, before the law even came into the picture, there was already an oath.
Amen.
Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. But the word of the oath, which was since the law, maketh the Son, who is consecrated forevermore. David one time, remember, he wanted to bring the Ark of the Covenant. He wanted to bring God's presence back to Israel. But he did it the wrong way. He got a new cart. He got a new idea.
Right.
He left God's first idea. She said that the priesthood at the time was the ones who were supposed to bear the word back to the people. So is it for us today? I didn't say me now. The priest, after the order of Melchizedek, brings the word to the people.
Amen.
He decided, I'm going to use a new cart. I'm going to do this in a new way, a new age. Things have changed. And as they began to bring the cart, it stumbled a little bit. And a man went to save it, and he died there. David stopped it all right now. Why? Because he was a real son of God. And if you're a real son of God and trouble starts striking, you don't go and start pointing fingers at God. You back up for a minute and go, what did I do?
Amen.
Right.
Because God don't make mistakes.
Right.
We make mistakes.
Right.
And David stepped back. He called it, I think, Perez Uzzah. God has made a breach upon us. Mm-hmm. He separated us from him because we've done something wrong. So he went back to the Word. And if you actually watch it, that was 2 Samuel 6. If you go back to 1 Samuel 6, you'll see when the Philistines had the Ark of the Covenant. Guess how they decided to bring it? On a new cart. And if you watch what happened when they were trying to bring it, it wasn't very good either. It wasn't just one man dying. It was all kinds of men dying.
Yeah. Right.
And that's why you recognize when the real presence of God, when the real power of God shows up, the devil can't stick around.
Right.
They've fallen by like flies left and right.
Right.
There's too much bluffing in the church.
Right.
There needs to be power behind your voice. Not your power, but the power of an endless life that has been transferred into you and it comes out.
Amen.
David was influenced because he thought, I can do it like they did. Because the Philistines did eventually get it back to Israel.
Mm-hmm.
This died. They had emeralds and all this stuff. They had to do all these things.
Yeah.
And so many times people say, well, at least they got this one healing here. So we need to do all these things that we know are against the Word. No, you don't.
No.
That was God's mercy that the ark even got back.
That's right.
Because they all should have been struck and dead. Remember, even the one group, they opened it up and looked at it, and there was like thousands died.
Mm-hmm.
To the point where the unbelievers finally said, get this out of here.
Right.
We know this is the God of heaven.
Yeah.
Get it out of our presence. Egypt did the same thing when they saw all their firstborn dead. They said, you get on out of here.
Right.
And Satan will do the same thing to us one of these days.
Yeah.
You think he wants you in Laodicea?
Mm-hmm.
He's trying to kill you.
Yeah.
That's why he's just trying to get you killed.
Right.
But once he realizes, I just can't do it no more, he says, get out. And we'll say, amen. See you later.
Amen.
We'll go up to the marriage supper of the Lamb. David, though, as a real son of God, took that old idea. He didn't hold on to it like an old denomination will. Was holding this idea that might have kind of worked one time, but it didn't really hit right anyways, and was just kind of trying to make it work. It doesn't do it that way. You must come back to the original.
Amen.
Because that can never falter, can never fail. There ain't no little excuses you got to make about it. The Word will hold true 100% of the time.
Amen.
David repented, stepped back, said, let's go find the Word. They found the Word. They did it the right way, and the ark came all the way back.
Right.
I do want to make one more mention here as I close tonight. You ever watch the worship service they had? That didn't change now. First time it says they played the cornet and the harp and all these, and they had a good Pentecostal time. Not like we were having earlier. And guess what happened the second time? They didn't know. Oh, that was just all fanaticism. Let's just bring the ark. Now he had his shirt ripped off. And he was dancing around to where his wife said, you're making a fool out of yourself. You know what he said? You thought that was bad? Wait till tomorrow. I'll make myself even more base.
Amen.
You know what God did when he saw that? Yeah, big old grin. Because worship isn't.
Thank you, Jesus.
Your arm cracks because it's been so stiff so long. No, we are alive creatures.
Yes, sir.
We are creatures that can move. And I used to go, woo, come on, D-Town, let's go Defiance, right? Now, yes, Lord, I believe all things are possible. And when I watch God come and he supernaturally heals somebody, I can't just stand here and go, oh, that was awful nice. Woo, I believe it. It happened, and I'm rejoicing in it. Have you received this priesthood that never started? Have you received your position in Christ that was secure for all eternity? I've got something to shout about tonight. I've got something to praise God about.
Amen.
And all I've got to do now is just see who else can I get to come. I've been so thirsty to see that anymore. I don't know about you, but a real eternal life can't be satisfied with just your experience. There's something in you that just keeps bubbling out.
Yeah.
Who can I share this with?
Yeah.
well, would it do a rich man to just go buy an island to go live on it by himself? That's not what rich people do.
Amen.
They buy all these things, and what do? They show it off. And Christ came down, paid for all of our souls, and he went and prepared a place. Whew! When we get there, we'll have all eternity.
Amen.
And we'll still never be able to grasp it. And how wonderful that new Jerusalem
Amen.
Really is. How wonderful it is to live in a glorified body just like he does. And to live in a realm where I ain't got to worry about what time it is.
Right.
We're all thinking about how long has he been preaching. That's longer than 45 minutes, wasn't it?
Right.
I'm just kidding. I do believe in being effective, though. Don't let me kid you now.
Right.
Too many times I've seen too many preachers that talk a long time don't preach very long at all.
Right.
I'm talking about the power of God backs
Yes.
up the word.
Yes.
There's no exceptions to that now. I don't care if you're a teacher or an evangelist or whatever you want to call yourself. The prophet of God said, if God doesn't come by and vindicate what I just said, I'm a false prophet.
Amen.
I say the same right now. If God doesn't come by and vindicate what I just preached, that this power of an endless life can live in every single believer the same as it did in the book of Acts, I am a false pastor.
Right.
It'd be better for me to be in a bar somewhere than to take the word of God and finagle it. To take it and twist one word to send us back to a priesthood that failed over and over and over again. That is not what I'm here to sound tonight. I'm here to point you to the order that never had to even be molded in any way, shape, or form. It was perfect from the beginning.
Amen.
Praise his name. Hallelujah. Only turn my iPad on one time. I hope you appreciated the word tonight.
Amen.
Amen.
Jesus Christ truly is the same yesterday, today, and forever. How many wants to just worship him a little while here? You can go ahead and worship. As I said, it ain't about you looking at me now. This has nothing to do with me. It has nothing to do with this building. It's between you and him now. He's looking down on you, just like he looked down on David when the word was coming back. The word has been brought back tonight to us in its purest form, the way it was from the beginning of all time. The word has come back.
Yes.
What is your reaction to that word? If you're saved, it's joy unspeakable and full of glory. If you're not, it's the most dreaded thing you could have asked for. Let's bow our heads together. Does anybody have a need tonight? You'd like to make known, not to me, not to this church, but to him. To the priest that stands in your gap and says, ask what you will and I will do it. If you're still doubting your experience in any way, shape, or form, doubts come, but the power of God lets them go. If there's one doubt in your mind, I believe if you raise that to him, it'll disappear this service right now. And God will come back. Because he really never left you in the first place. He's been there the whole time. But he'll let something else happen again just to encourage you one more step of the way that you really are son or daughter of God. If you've never met this man, do you want to meet him tonight? By faith then, raise your desires to him and believe that you receive it tonight. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for loving us and taking care of us, Lord. Thank you when we didn't have a help in the world. You came down, Lord, and became one of us that we might become like you are. And tonight we're so happy to be benefactors of that. Lord, that when we get sad and downcast, Lord, you're just there to lift us up every time. When we start down, Lord, you've got another dose of faith that you give us every time. We're so happy to have such a wonderful God. Lord Jesus, just let the Spirit move through each person here tonight. Lord, may this word that I've spoken, Lord, may you come and vindicate it. Not for any of our glory, but for the glory of your word to prove that Jesus Christ truly is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If there's one infirmity in this building, in the name of Jesus Christ, I rebuke it. That God might be praised. Lord, we thank you for being the same. We thank you, Lord, that the door is always open. That we don't have to knock it down, Lord, but we can just walk in any old time we desire. Lord, by faith, we come into heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Help each person, Lord, as they close their eyes and to be in prayer. Let them leave here. Let them leave Defiance, Ohio, and see that Christ Jesus and all of heaven is standing right in this same place in a little faster dimension. Lord, let not one person tonight leave with a need, but may every need that we have be met tonight. in the blood of Jesus Christ. It's in His name we ask it. Amen. Amen. We stay in the atmosphere of worship. I'd like to sing a few songs. If you have any desire for prayer, you can come forward. I'll be happy to pray with you. But I believe that He can meet you right where you're at. Can we sing 296? If you don't know it in the book, like I said, stay in an atmosphere of worship. We're here to praise God. The Bible says He inhabits the praise of His people. So as you sing to Him, His presence inhabits that. 296, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Jesus, Jesus, there's just something about that name. Oh, Master, Savior, Jesus, like the fragrance after the rain. Jesus, 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 let all heaven
right there on the next page.
I saw love, mercy, and grace. I saw love, mercy, and grace.
Oh, do you see His face tonight?
I envision His beauty. I looked on His face. I saw love.
Oh, just look in the face of Christ tonight. See His love. See His mercy. See His grace to you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
I saw love, mercy, and grace. I saw love, mercy, and grace. I envisioned His beauty. I looked on His face. I saw love, mercy, and grace.
Every eye closed, every hand raised, let's sing with no music.
I saw love, mercy, and grace. I saw love, mercy, and grace. I envision His beauty. I looked on His face. I saw love, mercy, and grace.
Just one last time.
I saw love, mercy, and grace. I saw love.
give God praise.
Hail King Jesus.
Yourself to God now. Let that presence enter your heart.
And throughout eternity, I'm going to praise Him. And forevermore,
you happy tonight. Hallelujah, Lord. Give Him praise.
All hail King Jesus. All hail Emmanuel. He's the King of kings, Lord of lords, that bright morning star.
Worship Him and give a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Father. This Sunday, we have Brother Trevor coming again to preach for us. Keep him in prayer. Expect great things. The Word of God never stops now, church. Well, that was pretty good tonight, wasn't it?
Amen.
I appreciate that Word.
Amen.
And that ain't no boast to me now. I appreciate Him bringing the Word to us.
Amen.
Can we just give one more hand clap of praise? But come this Sunday, keep him in prayer. I believe we'll get just another good portion of God's Word to us again. As we get ready to dismiss tonight, if you have to go, I understand you can get going. But we usually sing a few. You got a little peppier one, maybe?
No. Forty-two,
if you got your book or you don't know it, you can go ahead and look at that. And we'll sing this. If you have to go, you're dismissed tonight. God bless you, saints.
Oh, wonderful Jesus is to me, Counselor, Prince of Peace, Mighty God is He, Savior.